So a warning, warning, warning. This podcast contains bad words. Yeah, bad words and all kinds of stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Anything that you can imagine that you might not want to allow your aging mother and father or your small child to hear, okay? Because it might be upsetting to them, but you are a person who is interested in what's happening in the world, and you've been around the block, so it's okay for you to listen to this, maybe, maybe, but I'm just telling you here, okay? Proceed with caution. Okay, thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. Hey, hi, this is Dan Kelly. Hey, thanks a lot for checking this podcast out. My very first episode of my very own podcast, the Daughter of Godcast podcast. And what is this podcast? Well, it's all of the zany stories about the making of Daughter of God over the last 11 years come September of 2016. I have become the man that I am because of this movie. And for those of you who know me, I'm a pretty amazing man. Yes. For those of you who don't know me, I'm guessing that you'll learn that as we go forward here. And I'm not saying that I am the only amazing man. It's just like the Black Lives Matter. It's not that everybody else doesn't matter, okay? It's that, hey, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, they matter too. And all I'm trying to say is that I'm amazing. I'm not saying that you're not, but I am so amazing. And it's basically because of the last 11 years of making this movie that I've become as amazing as I am. But the point is that this movie, Daughter of God, has stories, and I want to tell them to you. Here we go. This is the intro. I'm giving it to you right now. Oh, hang on. All right, so as you're listening, you may hear crickets, because I've had an invasion of crickets into my studio where my sound booth is located. Crickets. There's so many crickets. They're under the pump organ. They're under the pile of lumber. They're everywhere in the space, in the fabrication space / production studio. I would go and I'd gently capture them in a humane manner and release them into the wild. But, you know, this is my podcast, and crickets are just kind of part of the deal, okay? Ubiquitous crickets. I just love that. Crickets. Isn't that a nice word? Crickets. Okay, so here we go. This is it. We're right at the cusp of starting. If you hadn't figured this out, I ramble a little bit, and that's kind of part of the attraction, right? That's kind of part of the fun. And if you like that, well, then you're going to love this distilled grain alcohol version of me. Here we go. The gentle release of a project started 11 years ago, this September, Daughter of God. I reckon by now most of my friends and family think this movie is a myth, a hallucination. Even the cast and crew have long since given up asking. You know, several people I wanted to invite to opening night have selfishly up and died. The last thing anyone expects is absolute and total completion. Well, anyway, I have enjoyed a perverse satisfaction presenting as a poser for the last decade, weeding out the unimaginative and the painfully pragmatic. That's over now. Those who truly love me have not been fooled, and they will be richly rewarded. If I rolled my baby out of the shed right now, all sparkly and gleaming, there could be a rash of fainting spells, apoplexy, governmental collapse, and spontaneous pregnancies. So, we're going to take this slow and easy. Maybe you think I'm just stalling for time, that it's not totally done. Maybe you'd be right. Maybe you can just go pound sand. So, let's begin with this story. Episode 001, that's No Moon. I arrived in Palm Springs on a big old jet plane. This is September 2005. Back in those days, I still flew in jets, before I realized what a nasty fuck you to planet Earth flying in jets was. I mean, is. The spooky consequences of kerosene combustion in the lower stratosphere. Forget about the carbon footprint. Forget even about the corn syrup junkies overflowing their cramped seats and pesky skyscrapers always getting in the way. I didn't make hotel reservations. I just started calling around for vacancies when I hit the terminal. The Palm Court Inn was all pastel California cute and reasonably priced. The Palm Springs Short Film Festival. My first festival in attending as a filmmaker. Editor, actually. Also, continuity repair and soundtrack. What De Niro's character pulled off in Pulp Fiction. After months of triage, I had unexpectedly made Michael Aaron's student project, Blind Date, watchable. This narrative short had been subsequently accepted into the Shortfest's film market. Although Michael and I had fallen out, I wanted to see what festivals were all about. I went to workshops and panels, made copious notes, saw tons of short films, hung out with groovy kids. There's that stale joke about the dad in the modern art museum who says, "Hey, my 5-year-old could paint that." That was me. Hey, I could make that movie. Or more to the point, I can make a better movie than that one, or that one. Holy shit, I want to make movies. Now, this seems like an odd epiphany at the age of 42. I'd been making movies my entire life. My brother was shooting stop action of me and the neighbor kids when I was in grade school. In high school, my best friend Chris and I shot a short science fiction epic for an astronomy extra credit on Super 8. That was before the Mormons got him. My buddies Bob, Mark, and I recorded endless hours of Andy Warhol-style video dinners in our young 20s. I shot scads of 16mm with my hot film student girlfriend Barbara Jo in my late 20s. In my 30s, I edited and did a little freelance production for Richard Brower when I wasn't selling Macintosh computers or coding games. I remember sitting with Rich in his truck in the early 1990s, driving to a job. Rich came out of the closet with his plan for cranking out B-horror features, and I was kind of judgmental. "Oh my God, Rich, is that really your dream?" Like I knew what someone else's dream should be. And he's since had a lot of fun making them. He's Northern Michigan's Ed Wood, and I say that with respect. Ed Wood was amazing. Hey, Ernest Borgnine was Rich's Bela Lugosi. The parallels are uncanny, though I've never seen Rich in cashmere. Yeah, so film, movies. I've been making money on the periphery of the media universe for 3 decades, tinkering with gear, trying this and that. All that time, I lacked something, gumption or self-confidence. I felt brilliant and destined for great things, but deciding to be great was a fuzzy notion I was perpetually groping towards. That's the kindest way to say it. Also, my freelance lifestyle budget doing media in Northern Michigan at the inception of the internet? Not exactly abundant. Of course, that's just a factor, not a valid get-out-of-jail-free card. Money isn't the essential ingredient in the recipe for bliss, just like you don't need eggs or even wheat to make kick-ass pancakes. Back to Palm Springs. Here I was at 40-fucking-2, the ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything, and what the hell? These people are making movies. I'm as cool as they are. I want to make movies, too. I felt a bit pissed. Something clicked. Finally. On the second or third night at Palm Springs, I wrote the script Misdirection in one sitting, which starts with a cryptic scene between a young woman and her dead uncle, and then swerves into various diverse vignettes in the same world. Now, perhaps one should not decide to shoot the first script that the universe offers. I wanted to write at least 5 scripts, and then decide which one to shoot. I developed Misdirection's first scene into the screenplay for Daughter of God. 10 pages, so 10 minutes of movie. Doable for my first short. However, The main character, Christina, seemed impossible to cast. A mystical MK Ultra ingenue. I started working on the other four scripts. Then, I met Carmen Althaus. Did I say thank you? Well, let me say it right now if I haven't. Thank you so much for checking this out, for listening to my very first Daughter of Godcast podcast. And what is this podcast? Well, it's all of the zany stories about the making of Daughter of God over the last 11 years come September of 2016. And it's like, oh, shut up. You know, why are you always talking about yourself? Because it's so great to be me. That's why I just can't get over it. It's like when my mom became a charismatic Catholic, which is where like Jesus comes down and like puts his hands over you. And it's like, look, you know, you're going to be my personal best buddy. When my mom became a charismatic Catholic, she just couldn't shut up. And you know, I was 16 at the time. So you can imagine what that was like.